Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Hey, podcast listeners, this is Rod Peterson. Be sure to join Dupes and me in Houston, Texas, this December from the 5th to the 10th. I guarantee you we'll be checking in on the Texans and the Broncos on NFL Sunday, plus two live shows with all our football buddies, including George Cortez and Don Narcisse. If you've always wanted to see a college football game and it's on your bucket list, why not join us in Houston for a college football playoff game? We're waiting on the Houston Rockets NBA schedule, but if they're home, one of the hottest teams in the NBA will be part of the trip. Check us out now at rodpeterson.com/trip, and thanks to Uniglobe for putting it on.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, as we delve into hour two of this program, coming to you from the bunker in sunny and hot Western Canada. Episode number 31 of the show. Rod Peterson here. Darren DuPont offset for a while. My Ernie. If I'm Bert, he's Ernie, we've discovered this morning. That's our tag team metaphor today. Already joined by Kent and Keith and Global Regina's Taylor Shire. Taylor's going to stick around with us here an hour or two. Coming up, Stevie Baggs will join us to talk about some rider memories. We're still talking about the news of the day, of the weekend, coming out of week five. Cavis Reed fired as general manager of the Montreal Alouettes. The Montreal Gazette now uncovering all kinds of things that have led to the dismissal. Nothing to do with the on-field product. Everything to do with some salary cap circumvention. And I guess shady dealings would be the best way to put it this morning. Read the Montreal Gazette for more. Still waiting for an update on Simone Lawrence. We were told that by Saturday we thought there'd be some sort of announcement on the arbitration case with the Ticats linebacker that knocked out Zach Caleros. Still waiting as we sit here this morning. And a few other topics that we want to get to. And then also a big thank you to the Saskatchewan Rattlers for hosting the Rod Peterson Show Friday night at SaskTel Center. It was a blast. We'll be back. And they're hosting the Canadian Elite Basketball League Championships third week in August. If you're in Saskatoon at all, very impossible to miss the gigantic, like, four- or five-story banner right downtown Saskatoon advertising it. So Taylor stays with us. Amanda Ruler joins us here in the bunker, which I believe, Amanda, is your Rod Peterson Show debut. Am I right in saying that?
That's right. Correct.
So you do so many things that I don't even know what I would introduce you as.
I don't know. Well,
what would social media star?
Professional badass? Can I say that?
There you go.
I don't know if I can say that, but I wear many hats. Like I'm a football speed coach, as well as I work for Tourism Saskatchewan now, creating content. Mm-hmm. For iHeart Tourism Campaign. Work on In the Huddle with you. So that's awesome. I love doing that kind of stuff. Social media influencer, tons of companies hire me to go to events, speak on their behalf. And I have my own training program online, do tons of stuff. So
you're crushing it in life from what I can see.
I think so. I'm doing okay. I just turned 31. So I've done a lot of stuff so far.
You know what's funny about that? I just went to the washroom in the break, and I wanted to ask you on the air. I'm thinking, what am I going to talk to Amanda about? I'm going to ask you how old you are, and then
my
I was
age.
Like, not supposed to ask a woman there. Taylor, how old are you? Can I ask men?
I'm 29.
You're 29.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is where, I mean, I've known of Amanda for a few years. First time you came into my radio studio and came on the air. We were doing, a Monday show there, talking football. And you had just finished a season with the Los Angeles,
Los Angeles Temptations.
Temptations.
Yeah. And then I was on the Atlanta Steam, and then I did a stint with Team Canada Women's World Football Team in 2017.
Right, so professional football player which is a hell of a story there. We're going to get into all of it this morning. And then you were the Riders in stadium host.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, yeah.
And then probably one of the coolest things was you went... What was the movie about the WWE, the training camp in Orlando? Did you watch that movie?
I haven't seen it yet, but
you've heard about it.
I went to a WWE tryout.
Right, so it was the same.
Myself. But it's the same kind of,
So right now, tell me about that, please. Trying out for the WWE, how that went.
Oh, okay. So when I was the game day host for the Riders, they actually saw me on the mic and they're like, this girl has a good mic presence. Let's bring her down.
The WWE.
Yeah, the WWE. Through the grapevine, someone had seen me and so-and-so contacted so-and-so. They invited me down. So immediately I got nervous.
To Orlando.
To the main training center in Orlando. Kind of got nervous because I've never wrestled before, but I've done tons of sports, track and field, soccer, as you know, football. I was on the Canadian bobsled and skeleton team, as well as I compete in Olympic lifting. So I have kind of a background to be able to go through these.
And over 100,000 Instagram followers, let's not forget, which helps, right?
Yeah, of course. A social media kind of influencer.
Right.
Motivator, I'd like to say. Mm-hmm. So I got down there and they put us through 2 days, kind of even 3 days, because we did lifting weights. And they showed me how to take a bump without a helmet on at first. And then they're like, we're just going to put a helmet on you just to...
Just in case.
I was doing flips. Right. I'm so athletic. I was running and doing flips into it because I wanted to show them what I have. Like, I have this...
If they ask you to do a bump, what does that mean? Because that means different things in my world.
Different things.
What does that mean in your world?
It's literally like just falling back and just taking a hit on the stage, on the mat. It's not as soft as you think. Like, they make it look so...
Make it look easy.
They make it look easy and they get up, but it is tough. It is tough. So you go back and you have to make
it's gotta
look.
It's got to
be loud. So you got to put your hands. That's why I'm slamming them down, because they showed me how to do it with some sort of emphasis and pizzazz. And then we learned how to flip into it and everything. And then we learned to run the rope. So you run back and forth and hit off of it and run back and forth. I got some bruises on my back from hitting them so hard, which was so, so cool. And it was an awesome experience. And a lot of people threw up on the first day because they weren't conditioned.
This was all on the first day?
This was on the first day because they weren't conditioned. And I've been in tons of different sports, so I was able to get through that day. I was definitely hurting. Didn't let it show on my face the next day. Got back in there. And we went for, I think, 5 or 6 days straight of that two-a-day. And I made it through. And the first day...
Chris Jones running this?
No.
Sounds like it.
We had to cut a promo on the first day. And I'm not a wrestler. But I got in there and I said, I don't do wrestling, but I'm going to cut you a real-life promo. And I told them about my life in 2 minutes. And I made people cry because I was that motivational type of person.
And I've seen it.
And I actually heard from other people that work in the WWE that it was a very good promo. They were very excited about it. So, yeah.
I love Orlando. It's such a great town. Now, could you go back and try out again? Or what's your future with WWE, do you think?
I'm not sure. Like, at this point, they kind of, I think they took one person total from our group, and it was a large group, I think 45 people plus. And they only do 2 tryouts a year. Which is very cool that I was even considered all the way from Canada to come down. They only brought, I think, me and another Canadian, a guy Canadian. So it was very interesting that they chose me to come out. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anything back from them, but maybe, fingers crossed, they'll keep seeing me. And I tweeted at them the other day with that Cold Stone picture.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, yeah.
Well,
Brett Boha writing us on the Facebook feed says, Fighting with Family, I do believe it's called. And that's what the movie's all about, what Amanda's talking about.
There we go.
And the guy that put them through the paces was Vince Vaughn, the guy that worked for the WWE, which several people say I remind them of, or vice versa, which is hilarious. Jason Sudeikis and Darren DuPont get that, and people always say that Vince Vaughn would play me in the movie if there's ever a movie, which is funny. The other thing, you and I did some windshield time together when we were driving across the province in the SJHL finals for SaskTel Max TV Local, which was awesome. That's where we really got deep with the talks, right?
Yeah.
And on that motivational thing, correct me if I'm wrong, but you went down to LA, tried out for the Temptations. You got cut and you said, I'm not leaving.
That's exactly what happened. So
I'm showing up for practice tomorrow. I'm not leaving. And you ended up making the team.
So I drove all the way to Los Angeles because I saw it on TV, and at the time there wasn't any women's football here. Now there is. I drove all the way there, and I did a tryout, like an open tryout, all by myself. Took me a couple days, and they said no. They said I was too short. I was fast.
You're 5'0".
I'm 5'0". I ran the 40. I nailed it, and they said I was too short. And I was like, no, I came all the way here. I'm going to make this happen for me. It wasn't an option for me to come home. And I said, when are your practices? And I just showed up with my gear, ready to go. I was warming up. Everyone else was warming up. I said, put me in, please just let me practice with you guys. So I started practicing. And then eventually they're like, okay, you made the team. And everyone cheered at that point because they knew it was such a struggle for me to go down there. No family, no friends. You know, it's a different country altogether. I didn't know what I was doing, didn't know where I was staying. I just went and I made it happen for me. And I think that's very rare because not a lot of people would take that chance, take that risk in life because, you know, in Regina, it's very comfortable. I know my gym, I have my home. It takes me 10 minutes to get anywhere. But there, it was a different lifestyle. But I made it work for me and figured it out.
So you're doing motivational speaking on that. Is that one of the things you talk about?
Yes, yeah, especially that because it's just taking a chance in life because life is too short. And I had my father kind of taken away. He had passed away from brain cancer. And that was the minute I woke up and I was like, I got to live this life. I got to do whatever I can to keep going and make this a great life and live for him because he can't live. So that's what motivates me to go do that. And I do motivational speaking at schools. And I was actually at a school the other day and I was speaking to them about it. But the most interesting part is I was like, kids, guess how old I am? And they said like 20, 50, one kid said 15. I'm like, well, thank you. And when I said 31, they blew up. They're like, wow, that's so cool. So I said, kids, you got to exercise, you got to eat right. And you could look this good at 31. So I'm glad you ask my age.
Oh, okay. I'm glad. Okay. Well, your dad would be very proud for sure. I'm very proud and I barely know you. But, and lastly, Taylor, you jump in anytime, but you got international headlines with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes.
Just within the last couple of weeks. So tell our viewers and listeners about
of
that.
Course.
If they didn't already know.
Well, I was on Swinging with the Stars. And we had a WWE theme for us because I had done the tryout. So I was like, I'm going to put a little of my personality into this dance because I don't know how to dance. And I did the Stone Cold Stunner to my partner and I grabbed two beers. I got a cool picture, really, really cool picture with my biceps out. And
Guns out,
yeah. And I tweeted Stone Cold Steve Austin on Twitter and I put us side by side. Pictures are identical. I might have bigger arms. I don't know if he's watching.
but he'd done the same thing, right?
He does the same thing. It was textbook. He actually tweeted me back because I said, who did it better? And he chimed in, which was amazing. He said, textbook form. He's not a kinesiology major, but maybe a different
angle of your arm. Yeah, I read it.
Which was amazing. So I tweeted him back. I said, hey, maybe we should do this live to compare, but
Waiting.
Still waiting.
You said that you're not a wrestler, but Alan Lai is writing in. He said, what is your dream match? What would be your finisher move? So if you weren't a wrestler before you went to WWE camp, yeah, did you come back with more of a love of pro wrestling? Like, could you answer those questions? Who you'd like to fight in a match or what your finishing move would be?
I would love to go in the ring with Stone Cold for sure.
Just to drink a beer.
Or Ric Flair, yeah. Just to do a finishing move. I'm really athletic, so I think I'd maybe just do a backflip off the top of the ropes. I feel like that would be an amazing finisher for me because I am so athletic and it would be a stunner for sure. So
Clark, our producer, wants to know, Taylor, what would your finishing move be? Are you a wrestling fan?
Wow.
You'd have to stop.
I would tag in my tag team partner and then she would do the backflip off the top rope and then I would just, yeah.
You're doing a lot of work, yeah. Are you not, Amanda, with SaskTel?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they're doing tons of stuff with the community, especially during events. And I love being local and doing some social media and stuff with them. So it's great.
Well, when you're doing all these interviews, like the SJHL thing, you're doing that, and then you're doing In the Huddle with Us, you're running around interviewing the riders, you're interviewing people in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what's weird about that? Is it hard to come up with questions?
No. Well, the thing about social media, it's very cool. You can be your own network. You don't need this large entity, but I am my own network, which is, I think that's why these companies kind of reach out to me to utilize social media as a platform because I have my own voice. And I think what's natural about me is I'm so outgoing. I have no shame. I'll walk up to anyone and go be like, hey, can I interview you? And I'm sorry if there's anyone out there that I made feel awkward with my interviews, but I literally went to like events just by myself and be like, can I interview on my own channel? And it's got so much traction. I even use like a microphone when I go out and some people are like, oh, that's lame. But you know what? No one else is doing it. So I just like to do things no one else does. And that might be weird or different, but it's just me, and I want to be my own channel, and I think that's something cool.
I saw you walking around in the North Battleford Civic Center with that mic. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Like, just shoving it in people's faces. I'm like, that's what I used to do. I know that it works. It's fun, but it sure catches people off guard, doesn't it?
Of course. Well, especially like
it's like a Letterman segment.
When you have, I like to utilize Instagram Live or Instagram videos. A lot of people see that. So if I have 100,000 followers and I post that just on that channel and another channel, that might hit 200,000 people at the end of the day. So that's a pretty large station when you look at it all together. So
I will end this on this. It looks, well, I know we're going to have a hobo donuts eating contest at a tailgate party for the Regina Rifles before a Saskatchewan football game. You've inserted yourself in this competition.
Yes, I have.
Do you actually think that you could win it?
Excuse me? Yes, I can. I'm a big competitor. As you know, I've done so many sports, so bring it on. Was that scary? Were you scared?
Not even a little bit.
I think you were. Like, I could feel it.
Well, I'm more scared of this guy that's writing in right here, Jesse Robson, who goes by the ring name Thrillin' Dylan. He goes, I'm wondering if you have any interest showing up on the local wrestling scene. We have some great talent and great fans, and I've been at his events. They're outstanding. He has inserted himself in the donut eating contest. He scares me. He's a big guy. You're 5 foot. Like, how many hobo donuts do you think you could put away? Do you think like you could win this thing against somebody that's literally twice your size?
I think so, yeah. Well, I guess we'll see.
Maybe. I guess we're going to see.
You know what?
Four, five,
after listening
six.
To her for the last 5 minutes,
she can pretty much do anything.
You're like, oh, man.
She's going to win. No matter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm going to put my money on her. She won't take no as an answer. She made a football team based on
I'm not leaving.
I said no.
She's not going to lose this donut eating competition.
Okay.
I don't like losing.
Who does?
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Well, we will have, what do they say? Show me a good loser and I'll show you a loser.
Yeah.
So anyways, I hope you're around. We're hoping Labor Day weekend that we'll do this.
Okay.
You going to be around?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Amanda Ruler with us on the Rod Peterson Show. Dupes joins us next on the way. Stevie Bags. It's a very happy Monday morning here in the bunker on the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, listen live, rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Your economic security does not lie in your job. It lies in your power to produce, to think, to learn, to create, to adapt. That is true financial independence. It's not merely having wealth. It's having the power to produce wealth. We are your power to produce wealth. We are your freedom to make your dreams your reality. We are your shield against uncertainty. We are your family's protector when you no longer can be. We are your assurance that the light you see at the end of the tunnel isn't a train. We are comfort, clarity, and peace of mind. We are your financial guardian angel. We are 2020 Wealth Management. We are all these things and more. And we welcome you. Come see us and prosper.
If you've been using an inefficient heating system for indoor or outdoor use, you might be surprised by the quality and comfort that zone-controlled infrared heaters offer. Heating Green's energy-saving infrared heaters transfer sun-like warmth directly to people and objects without noise or maintenance. Increase your comfort and decrease cost, room by room. Our silent infrared heaters are perfect for indoor and outdoor spaces. For greater comfort using less energy, contact us at heatinggreen.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rob.
Monday morning in the bunker, episode number 31 of the program, originating from sunny Western Canada. Good morning to everybody with the cleanup crew out at Craven. Hope everybody had a good time. Checking the Facebook wall, Trent checking in from Norway. He says, sorry I joined late, but I'm on holidays with my family in Denmark this week. So clearly he...
Not in Norway.
Well, he slept in or something. But it is evening over there. He says, any news on a GM for the Alouettes? Well, as we get into our Monday morning sports update, the Alouettes enter week six of the CFL season without Cavis Reid as general manager for the first time since 2016. He was fired by the team yesterday. Assistant GM of player personnel Joe Mack, head coach Kahari Jones, and director of football operations Patrick Donovan will share the day-to-day management duties according to the team. So it will be GM by committee, and it sounds like it'll be that way for the foreseeable future.
Yeah,
that's what you guys are getting out of that. Trent Thornton gets the start tonight as the Toronto Blue Jays open up a four-game series in Boston. Rick Porcello will take the mound for Boston. The Blue Jays lost to the Yankees 4-2 Sunday despite getting six solid innings from Marcus Stroman, who was pitching in his first game since he was sidelined with a pec injury on June 29th. And Dylan Fratelli won the John Deere Classic yesterday for the first his first PGA Tour title, closing with a 7-under 64 for a two-stroke victory over Russell Henley. Also, Si Young Kim won the Marathon Classic for her second LPGA Tour victory of the season. And I bring that up, guys, and Taylor Shire's with us from Global Regina this morning. Dupes is always in the bunker. That CP Women's Open last August has just got me following the LPGA now. Every weekend I'm following how they're doing, where it is, where they're playing, who's winning. That's almost like a neutral site game in hockey and football, is it not? It's like, sample our product here.
Yeah.
And now I'm hooked.
I think a lot of people are hooked on Brooke Henderson, too. And if they look and, oh, she's in contention on Saturday, we're going to watch the final round on Sunday or even track her through the first two rounds. I think as much as the LPGA got a good following, I think Brooke got a big following in this part of the country.
Yeah, I agree. It's fun when you can be in that environment and you get exposed to the product and you have a good time. It was a great time at the Wascana.
Blew me away.
And you're hooked. It's as simple as that. You go to a hockey game, you have a great time, you want to come back.
All topics up for debate here in this segment of the program ahead of being joined by Stevie Baggs. The SJHL has announced a series of neutral site games this year, and the only reason I know that is one's going to be in Southie. And Southie said, I don't even know who's playing. I think Notre Dame's in it, but they said, can you come out with a bunch of your books, SJHL books, have a book signing? Now the North Battleford North Stars have asked us to come out. That's not for a neutral site game. But just going to these non-traditional markets, and for pro golf, Regina would be that. I love it. It's great. A couple things. So read this morning that LeBron James wanted to change his number from 23 to 6 because the Lakers have Anthony Davis coming in there for the Pelicans. He's always only worn 23. That's what LeBron has. LeBron wore 6 with the Heat and 1. So he wanted to switch his jersey. Tells you what kind of guy LeBron is, by the way, to give Anthony Davis his jersey number.
Yeah.
But as I read this morning, you have to have a request in to change your number in the NBA by March 15th. Mm. Well, we're long past that deadline. And they'd be willing to look the other way if the jersey manufacturer okayed it. And Nike won't because of jersey sales of his number 23 Lakers jersey. Darren, you're the business guru. Do you think this is right that Nike could step in? And by the way, I think it's a terrible decision by Nike because my nephew, who we had his eighth birthday last weekend, he asked for a LeBron Lakers jersey. And I wanted to get him the latest, the number 6. I want to give him the hottest new jersey. But no, I went with a 23 purple Lakers jersey because it's all they had. But they might have had more sales if they changed it.
I think it's right and it's okay that Nike can block it. I really do. I think it's okay.
Really?
Yeah, I think they're a big part of the business. When you're the jersey manufacturer, I think their sales matter a lot to the business. Excuse me. And this is one of the things the NBA is doing really well, is they're letting all of their partners share in the business, share in the success. We talk about the social media, the videos, the content, and letting
sharing their
fans
photos.
Share yeah. their photos and share their videos on YouTube, because it brings them closer to the game, closer to the players. So yeah, you have to share with your partners. You control everything and you don't let your partners have a say in it. It's bad for business when one person owns everything. That being said, I don't think it's a great business move by Nike. Now, what do I know? They're a multi-billion to 100 plus billion dollar company, but you wanted to get them the latest, so you get them the 23 Lakers jersey. Changes it to 6.
You got to get another jersey.
Now you got to get another one.
That's where I disagree. Exactly. Kids' toys, for example. You got to get the kid the latest toy. If the Paw Patrol character changes the color of his
You're going to buy it.
You have to buy the blue one because the red one's old.
Exactly.
Their jersey sales would double.
Yeah.
Everyone would get the new number.
I agree.
Because if you're wearing the old one, it's just like the CFL releasing these new jerseys. Well, you have 2 years ago, they have a new one. You have to get the new one.
I think that's good for business.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I can't believe they're blocking it.
Mike Booth writing in from Fort McMurray this morning, if that's where Boother still is. He was at one time a radio guy there. Says LeBron did wear 6 in Miami. I know, that's the point. He wants to switch to 6 with the Lakers from 23.
He should do what William Nylander's doing. Did you see that
switching
this morning?
His number 2.
He's switching from 29 to 88. He wore that in overseas in Sweden and in Europe. And I think is it Real Sports or what's the sporting goods store in Toronto? He said, social media, take your jersey there and I'll cover the cost of changing the number over for all the fans who have William Nylander jerseys. So that was really cool. Using some of that money that he didn't earn last year to pay for jerseys.
That's good because these jerseys are so expensive. Now, my Lakers jersey was not. He's for an 8-year-old kid. And I think they were 30% off. But to go buy an NHL jersey with the real stitching on it, and then these guys go and change their number, he should be paying for it. What did he hold out for? $8 million a year?
So, yeah, he's using some of that.
He's using some of that. Furthermore, the NFL, this was the talk this morning. I was watching ESPN at my home this morning, Get Up. I love that show. And the talk at the NFL owners and GM meetings is moving to 18 games. Seems to always come up this time of year. And Marcus Spears, who was the analyst, was saying, no, players don't like playing more games. They shouldn't have to play more games. He goes, if anything, keep it at 16 games and cut the preseason games from 4 to 2. So in total, there would be 18 games in all. In the CFL, there are 20. They're in CBA talks right now, apparently, in the NFL with their Players Association. You know why the owners want to go to 18 games.
Obviously.
More ticket revenue, more TV revenue. People don't watch preseason games or go to them. Should the players be allowed to have a say in this discussion of 16 to 18 games in the NFL?
I would say they would have to make more money. You're going to make me work longer? I need more money. Every salary would then, you could argue, every salary would have to be higher. Because I'm getting paid per game. Okay, 2 more games? Sure. But I also in that report, there was the 18-game schedule, but players can only play 16 games.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of it. And then that's a whole other thing about, I couldn't imagine if, you know, you're buying tickets to go see your favorite player and he's a healthy scratch.
How about a coach? You got to pick 2 games that you guys can't play?
Yeah.
So now you
almost got to
agree
with the other coach. All right, we're going to set all our starters this game. It's essentially a preseason game.
That's what I do in Regina Minor football with the Mighty Mites, the 10-year-olds and 9-year-olds, where they got to play 2 games on the offensive side of the football, 2 games on defense. So you're trying to figure out, okay, where am I playing these guys so I have the best chance, you know, of having a competitive team, they can learn the game. Now you're doing that in the NFL?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, this is the old stop the world, I want to get off argument.
Yeah, kind of.
That let the players skip two games. And again, you're gouging the fans for ticket prices as it is, and then they have the chance of showing up and not being able to see their favorite player. Unbelievable. Welcome to pro sports in 2019. Prairie Mobile text line, anonymous texter writes in from the 640, says, how many people were 4-0 on their CFL picks this weekend? We don't do picks on this show, but I do them in my other show. I did not have Montreal to beat Ottawa. I had BC to beat Edmonton. And I think I had Calgary to win in Hamilton. So, but that's good. Unpredictable results is what you want, right, fellas?
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly. I still can't believe Montreal is where they are. But maybe that's Ottawa.
It's all because of Kavis.
Maybe it's Ottawa coming down a little bit because Ottawa got off to a great start after many predicted that they wouldn't be that good after their offseason losses. They got off to this good start, but maybe they're kind of where they will be now.
Of the hot starts, Ottawa is the pretender, not the contender. As we sit here today, Hamilton's the contender. They're not the pretender. And the Edmonton Eskimos, we're still waiting.
And Montreal's a wild card.
Montreal is a wild card. And what are your Saskatchewan Rough Riders? We'll be talking about that before the show's over with Taylor Shire in the bunker from Global Regina. Home and home of the BC Lions coming up beginning this Saturday, and I believe it is must win for the Jolly Green Giants. Stevie Bags coming up, more of your comments. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends.
Employee pricing is back.
You get to pay what I pay and the whole entire pre-owned inventory.
Plus, we're Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned store, right here in Regina.
This 2018 Nissan Rogue SV all-wheel drive is employee priced at just $22,999 plus tax. Or check out this 2011 Jetta Highline Diesel. It's employee price, just $11,999 plus tax.
You pay what we pay!
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show?
One.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back on a Monday morning. Just ahead of Stevie Bags joining us from Atlanta, Georgia on the video chat here in hour two. Updating the poll. Monday's Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center daily poll. Who is your favorite CFL on TSN analyst? We've got a new leader, Darren. Oh. Matt Dunnigan has pulled into the lead with 37% of the vote. Our viewers and listeners saying Matt Dunnigan is their favorite CFL on TSN analyst. Milt Stegall close at 33%. Henry Burris in third at 22%. And Mike Benavides has 8% of the vote. And a lot of comments coming in, too. Why didn't you put David Sanchez on there? Why didn't you put so-and-so on there? Well, there's only four spots that we could fill. So it's Burris, Dunnigan, Stegall, and Benavides. The poll goes for 24 hours. I think we're all anxiously awaiting to see who wins it. Well, Stevie Bags was the Saskatchewan Rough Rider in 2009. I still say that it was perhaps the best rider team ever, certainly the best that never won a championship. And catching up with Stevie now, you look at his Wikipedia page, says actor, inspirational speaker, author of the book Greater Than the Game, and former American gridiron football linebacker joins us from Atlanta this morning. Stevie Bags, welcome to the show. How are you?
Rod, I'm excellent, man. How are you doing?
Good, good, good to hook up with you. And here's our very first question. Our producer, Clark, says all these former CFLers are in Atlanta when they join the show. What is it about Atlanta?
You know, I have absolutely no idea. Aside from the weather, and typically it's great to train down here in the off season because it's so hot and gets you prepared for the season. But Atlanta, it's great for the people, great for business when you're done with football. So I think that's why a lot of the guys live here. I mean, and even in NFL, we have the largest NFL Players Association in the nation, which is in the city of Atlanta, has the most retired NFL players as well. So it's crazy. Here, Texas and Florida, I think, are the top three for CFL and NFL.
I think I speak for a lot of Rider fans in saying, just catch us up. I mean, you're all over the place all the time, and it's hard to believe that you were here for such a short time because it was so memorable. Stevie Shakespeare Bags, since you left here, update us on your life.
Well, first, I got to say this, Rod. You look great, man. You haven't aged a bit, bro.
I'm trying. You're very kind.
I'm just saying. No. I've been doing a ton of television film. I owned a restaurant for about 4 years. I closed it down December of 2017. Still doing a ton of speaking. I just most notably just spoke to the Clemson Tigers before they won the championship last year. And I just finished my second book called Woke. So I'm excited about that. And then I've been doing a lot of television film. I actually just booked a new TV series produced by Brad Pitt called Underground Railroad. And I audition every week. And then running my nonprofit, we have 10 after school programs in the city of Atlanta where we're teaching young people character leadership development, health and wellness, and technology. And that's my life. In a nutshell, I use football as a catalyst to let young people and adults know that, you know, they can be greater than the game called football and the game of called life.
Well, I don't know where you find the time to do all these things because I know how busy that is, but I'm glad that it's all unfolding for you. And anybody that knows you knew that you'd be a success. But the title of the book, Greater Than the Game, is sort of a double entendre. It's not how it sounds.
Yeah.
Can you explain that
no.
to people?
Yeah, you know, I think to the average football fan, it may be a little, little insulting, to say the least. But for me, being the only pro football player to play on 11 teams in 10 years, and having such a tumultuous career, I had to take those trials and tribulations from the game and from the experiences and turn it into being greater than the game of football. And I have an acronym for game, and it's gathering amongst man every day. We gather amongst man every day, but do we transcend their lives and our lives? Do we make their lives better? Do we make our lives better? And the game of football was one of my greatest teachers, and it made my life better, and it also made me greater.
Stevie, you talk about, you know, using the game to, you know, springboard into this new life in film and television and speaking and that. How much do you still connect with the old guys? We had Kent and Keith on here earlier, and he was, you know, reminiscing about some of the guys he played with, and they still keep in touch a little bit. Do you still keep in touch with any of the guys you played with?
Oh, yeah. You know, I call Sean Lucas. I make sure I call Sean Lucas specifically every other month to remind him that he lost our ring. You know, but no, in all seriousness, I still keep in touch with Ray Williams. I'm having a wedding. My wedding is on August 31st. And, you know, Tad will be there. Tad Cornegay, Ray Williams. I mean, a bunch of the guys I still keep in contact with. I still talk to Milt Stiegel because he's down here in Atlanta. Corey from the BC Lions. I just spoke with Corey.
Corey Banks?
Banks, yes. Yeah, Kate Corey Banks. And so, I mean, I keep in touch with a lot of guys. Brad Banks. I talked to Brad Banks. Oh, my gosh. There's so many guys here. Terrence Edwards. I just talked to Terrence. So a ton of guys here. And, you know, we keep in touch. It's not an everyday thing, but, you know, it's enough to know that guys are doing well. And I remember KK. I remember Kent and Keith, man. That's my guy, too. He was a good dude.
Stevie, when you think about your time with the Riders now and you look back on it, what do you think about? What do you recall?
You know what? 08, when I got there, And, you know, I got a little bit of chance, opportunity to play, and then finally got my chance to start in 09 as a pro. It was my first time starting as a pro. And when I went to the NFL and came back, hindsight being 2020, I wish I should have came back to Regina. You know, just honestly, it was less money, of course, but it probably would have been more longevity, because I got caught in the matrix of, look, man, I got to get the most money while I can, you know, and didn't really have the wherewithal to understand how important it was to have the community behind me and, you know, all the fans, man. I mean, the fans there still to this day, I still get a lot of love from the fans in Ryderville. You know, Rider Nation has always been great to me. So I think hindsight being 2020, that's the thing that I hate most about not being there. Because I hadn't been there since. And I was actually going to tell you guys, I would love to come back. I would love to go get back in the community and come up there and really say hello to the fans and see the new facility and everything. But yeah, that's probably the thing that I miss the most.
Well, you know, he talks about a memory. You brought up the 13th man in 2009. I still say, Stevie, that was a team loaded full of all-stars. Should have won. The most horrible way to lose a game possible in any sport, I believe. Do you talk about that in any of your speeches and motivation, overcoming that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I talk about it from the perspective of paying attention to detail, right? And, you know, when guys don't recognize how important it is, you know, special teams especially. And I tell everybody, they call football football because the kicking game is the most important part of the game. Sometimes you're going to have those blowouts where offensively and defensively you just can't handle the other team. But when you have closely matched teams, the kicking game is the most important game, part of the game. That's why they call it football, because you got to use your foot to kick it, right? So, you know, paying attention to detail and always making sure that you really relish the moment of playing the game. I have a cousin that just got drafted to the Giants last year, and my little brother's in college, and a few other cousins playing for UGA. And I'm just letting them know that they have to take the moment of playing this game very seriously, and that it's not for everyone, and everyone didn't get the opportunity to be, you know, a one percenter, and that's what you are when you're playing. Even in the CFL, you're a one percenter, and so those are the things that I often talk about. But that play is symbolic in life, because in pro football, you're not only as good as your last game, you're as good as your last play. And that's what that particular play summed up, you know, a season that we should have been, as you stated, Rod, champions.
One more, because I'm sure you're busy and got to go. Your phone's probably going off. And we say Stevie Shakespeare Bags, because all you do is make plays. That was your line. But you also had all the lines. I remember one night in BC we lost, and you're on the postgame show, and you got to clarify this for me. It was, our tears of today are the water for our garden of... Say that again.
Rod,
that
thing stuck with you, man.
I still think about it.
No, you let your tears of sorrow be water for your garden of prosperity. Yeah. Man, and I got to keep telling you this, Rod. I didn't give myself the name Shakespeare. You always say I'm self-proclaimed Shakespeare. My teammates in college at Bethune-Cookman University...
Did I say that?
Yeah, you just said it.
All right, Stevie, listen, we'll keep continued success. If you want to get up here, let's make it happen. And I appreciate you finding some time today. Appreciate you, man.
Always, bro. Yeah, let's make it happen. I'd love to come back, please.
All right, thank you. Stevie Bags joining us from Hotlanta this morning, where it is a haven. It is a hub for pro football players. I would like to take our sports trip one day to Atlanta. I get a feeling that Stevie might come on.
Yeah.
If we did a live show.
That'd be awesome. It'd be really cool. Kenton Keith was on earlier. Stevie Bags. Great to see these guys. How many teeth does that guy have? He looks so good. Like they look amazing. They're having fun. But I love when they start reminiscing about, you know, the days.
And they smile.
They smile and they start name dropping some of the guys. And some of the less marquee guys, maybe, not the guys who were in the plaza, but all names. You're like, oh, yeah.
Those two guys were fan favorites during their heyday. And they actually had interestingly similar careers.
Yeah.
Start with the Riders, make a name, go to the NFL. They both ended up in Hamilton.
Yeah, Ray Williams, a guy we haven't talked about. When you start hearing that, you start remembering those great times and all the little players. Because when we follow the team, we know all the positional players, but we really only remember the All-Stars or the MOPs, you know, years down the road. That's who we talk about, the Darians and stuff. But yeah, it's cool when they start talking about these guys.
By the way, everywhere that I've been, just since we've been on the air, since Friday, people are saying, this is the best damn sports show in Canada, and they're loving these Rider guys coming on. And that, I got to give the credit to Clark. Clark is the guy that's lined. He is our guest booker. My old show, it was me. That in itself is a full-time job. Clark is rocking it with these guests. So keep her going, Clark. And
no pressure.
Yeah, no way. But for him, he's like he's in sales. He's just he's sending out a wide net.
He's killing it.
And he's bringing in, you know, and he's killing.
He's got. He's getting the best of the best, though. He's casting a wide net and getting two of the greatest during the 2000s.
Yeah, getting yeses all the time. I laugh with Steve. You need to look at him there, listen to his story, and I'll say it again. And they say, God created us all equal. Right. Stevie, the sun's shining on him most days.
Oh, yeah.
You know, in life. And good for him because he's making the most of it. Taylor, we'll let you go. Overtime segment coming up. But for Global Regina viewers this week, what stories are you following with Canada's team?
Well, the Riders are back to practice tomorrow. So we'll get an update on, I guess, 8 or 9 of their injured guys. A few guys who didn't play last week. And then they had a few receivers go down this week. So we'll get an update on that. But then, of course, the interesting story we'll ask tomorrow about Zach Collaros, because a few weeks ago, Craig Dickinson said Zach's going to come back after the bye week. He's going to join the team. He won't be able to practice, but will he be in the meetings? Will he be, you know, on the sidelines, I guess, because he's not eligible to practice for a couple more weeks. So this is Cody Fajardo's team for now, but the Riders are going to be tasked with a tough decision in the next coming weeks. If Zach is healthy, if he wants to come back, they're going to have a delay.
Well, I'll be watching Global.
There you go.
Hey,
we'll have
nice,
it all
nice
week.
Work. And thank you for coming in, man. I love when you come in. By the way, I like Landon's comment on the Facebook feed. When you have to pinch yourself because this show is too damn good to be real. I'm kind of a little surprised at how good it feels to sit in this chair every day and have so much fun that it shouldn't even be legal. But we are. And I like being part of this team that we've got assembled here. Oh, and by the way, breaking news. From producer Clark. John Chick confirmed for Wednesday's show.
Keeps lining them up.
We'll keep knocking them down. Still waiting on a Simone Lawrence update, too. Maybe we'll have that when we come back after this break for the overtime segment. It's the Rod Peterson Show on a Monday on Facebook Live. Listen live at rodpeterson.com, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio.
Enjoying the show? Why not join the team? We're exploding and in the market for a new top 6 forward. Have sales experience and ready to join a new team? Free agency is open and we want to hear from you or your agent. Send us an email to careers@dupontmedia.ca and submit your resume today. Do you have what it takes?
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Locally owned and family operated. Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Overtime segment for this Monday edition of the Rod Peterson Show, episode 31. Thanks to our guests today, Stevie Bags, Kenton Keith, Taylor Shire, Amanda Ruler, Darren DuPont back on the set here. If I'm Bird, he's Ernie. I'm going to keep coming up with these for as long as I can. You're okay with that, right?
Oh, of course.
The Toronto Blue Jays are in Boston tonight, kicking off a four-game series. The Blue Jays dropped 2 of 3 to the Yankees on the weekend. Boston also lost its last series, dropping 2 of 3 to the visiting L.A. Dodgers. The Ottawa Senators have signed forward Michael Carsoni to a 2-year, two-way deal. The first year has an average value of $700,000 U.S. in the NHL and $85,000 in the Apple. Tennessee Titans defensive lineman Derek Morgan says he's retiring after playing 9 NFL seasons for 5 head coaches. He announced his decision on social media and with a post at the Players Tribune. That's why I brought up Mike Vrabel, the coach of the Titans, what he said. I just saw it this morning. Coach of the Titans says he'll cut off genitals to win Super Bowl. What did he say specifically? That the Titans are your team. That's why I'm bringing that
up. Yeah, he'd cut it off. He said he'd cut it off. That's what he basically said was that's how bad he wants to win. He's amazing for the Titans. I think he was a really great get. Of course, came through the Patriots.
Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, came through the Patriots system.
They meant Derek Morgan.
No, Morgan was good, too. That's a weird news line. The way it was written, that he's retiring after playing 9 seasons for 5 different coaches. That's like coming out and saying, I am done with marriage after 5 wives. I'm finished. Like, that was the reason.
More like life's done with you.
It's like that's the reason he's retiring. Right. It's because he's had too many coaches. It's not. But
maybe that's what he said.
But for Vrabel, we've had time and time again, how many assistant coaches under Bill Belichick have left? They're highly sought after, and they just can't win. Because it's Belichick that
it's
wins.
Belichick, and right? Whatever
and
he does.
Sometimes you have to understand that, hey, I'm a great coordinator under that head coach, and that's why I'm successful. Just stay. The offensive coordinator is pretty good at that in New England, right? McDaniels. He's figured it out, Josh McDaniels, that he went to try and be a head coach, didn't work out. So for Vrabel, he says that the fans get excited because he badly wants to bring a championship to Tennessee, and that's what they need. It's an exciting brand of football now.
Dave Spatafora writing in on the Facebook feed and says, now that's dedication, cutting off your genitals to win a championship. What would you do to win a championship? I'm not sure. Maybe he's done having kids. I don't know. Maybe he's like, I don't need it anymore. But it reminds me of the night the Riders won the Grey Cup in 2013. I'm sure I've told this story on this show before. I know I've said it on my last show many times. Guy got arrested for exposing himself on Albert Street on the Green Mile after the game. I remember getting the report the next day from the RPS, the news release, and I'm like, I've been real excited for things in my time. Never so excited that I dropped my pants in a crowd to celebrate. Woohoo! Similar but different. Oh, Clark says the RPS, the Rod Peterson Show. No, That was the year in 2013, which it seems like yesterday to me. Does that mean that I'm getting old or that I had some attachment to that year? I don't know. It seems like yesterday, but there was riders in court a lot.
Yes.
So I went to Elizabeth Popowich with the Regina Police Service, and I said, can you put me on the news release list? Because I got to know when the riders are in court or when they're charged or whatever. So she put me on.
It was happening that often.
I wanted the news. And so the Monday morning after Grey Cup, here's the list of charges from last night. Man charged with exposing himself on Albert Street. Maybe it had nothing to do with the Grey Cup celebrations, but I kind of have a feeling that it did.
Yeah.
I want to check the Twitter poll before we go. Oh, Jim Rice on Facebook. So many empty seats around the CFL because the Canadian players and their basically Canadian Players Association are running the CFL and who starts and plays. It is July 15th. I'm tired of the attendance question in the CFL. The topic. I'm tired of it. Let's move on. People are going to say, you're the one fanning the flames. No, I'm not. Turn on your TVs.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And it's maybe an issue and it's concerning, but let's worry about the product on the field. Have a good product. People will show up.
The product is great.
Product's awesome.
The product is outstanding. Did you watch the Hamilton-Calgary game Saturday?
Well, then look at it.
It was great.
We've got parity, it feels like, across the league right now. The East is stepping up when usually we seem to not care about them, and you hope that turns into attendance in those markets. It's great that Montreal's playing well again. We need the Argos to get playing well, and you know, the Lions to win a couple of games, and the big markets are taken care of. And it's the league's in good hands right now. I think the league is in good shape when it comes to the on-field product.
You know what? It's funny you say that. Rome wasn't built in a day. Randy Ambrosi had a lot of things to clean up when he got in here. First and foremost was the on-field product, and he's done that.
Yeah.
And there were subtle changes that people don't even know that he made, but I know that he made. And it's led to where we are now. That last Rider game, there wasn't one challenge in the game, by the way. Not one. Game moved along just tickety-boo. Almost too fast for my liking because I was having such a great time at the game. Now he's got to deal with ticket selling or buying. He said he wanted every stadium full, and they're a long ways away from that happening. This arbitration thing, I honestly thought we'd go off the air today with some news on Simone Lawrence, whether he's suspended or not. We're still waiting. Not Randy's fault, but as I wrote in my weekend column, it's his problem. He didn't create it. He inherited it, but that's going to need to change. Couple last things. The Rod Peterson Show daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. This will run for 24 hours until tomorrow's show. But who's your favorite CFL on TSN analyst? Matt Dunnigan still leading 37%. Wow. The Georgia Peach, Matt Dunnigan. The Turtle Man, Milt Stegall, in second place at 34%. The Smiling One, Henry Burris, at 22%. And trailing well behind the pack, Mike Benavides, the Portuguese prince, with 7% of the vote. Why did we not put Davis Sanchez on? Because we only have 4 spots. And I'm sure Benny's done more panel episodes than Sanch, than Chez, or whatever you want to call him today. Join us in Houston. Come hang out with us. Clearly, we have a blast on this show. We want you to be part of it. Right, Dupes?
Yeah.
Join us in Houston, Texas, December 5th to the 10th for the Texans and the Broncos college football playoff. If you've never been to a college football game and you want to go, it's a bucket list item. Join us in Houston for it. Go to rodpeterson.com/trip for all the details. Thank you to Uniglobe, who I know is watching today. And tomorrow on the show, Marshall Legs Hamilton, G. Roy Simon, and Carlo Koliakovo. There you go.
There you go.
Throw it up at me like that from TSN's First Up. He was a great of where? Leafs, Ducks,
yeah,
Oilers.
Yeah, he played around a little bit.
Brought to you by Samsonite. And Kyle saying, show's over, Lynch. We got to go. I'm rambling. Thanks to all our guests today. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Rod Peterson Show.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.